Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you all of you for joining me today, you beautiful constellation of souls and truth seekers and wisdom keepers and way showers and those of you that are on your path to light, to God, to the universal cosmos, the divine intelligence. Today is June 29th, the year 2024, and as the last I was with you all, we were discussing the cycles and the turbulence in this world and what we confer with, what we contend with, and those conditions in which we can have a response and a control in reaction to, and also certain elements that are out of our control, yet how do we maneuver around it? How do we subsist and maintain ourselves? And how do we keep ourselves aligned when the gravitational pull has its effects? And so I did want to bring up that in July, coming up very, very soon, July 2nd and July 5th, that we will be commencing into another new moon and also Neptune retrograde. And so we're going to be entering the Leo season and also having a Capricorn full moon. And so there's going to be a lot of excitement coming in. And much of you that are into astrology, you know, there's always something with the planets. There's always something with our inner cycles and our planetary cycles that each of us, regardless of what our sun and star signs are and moon signs and whatnot, that it affects us all. And we're in essence in this unity, even if we have different paths and we're at different layers and levels, and we all have the effect with the sun, moon, and stars, God's creation, the universal oneness that we all are part of, that we're all divine sparks of light in which we emanate from, in which we subsist, in which we originate, and we also seek for that divine nurturance. And so when I speak of, let's say, Neptune retrograde, Neptune is known as a very dreamy and, let's say, in the illusion, the planet, very watery, very Poseidon-like, very beautiful. Yet, there's also the time in which you see through the illusions, you see more of the pragmatism and more of what's tangible, yet holding on to those beautiful, dreamy-like states, holding on to that creative aspect of those vessels of that spark of creativity, because we can't always just be too serious at times, right? We have to have some serious nature to us, yes, in the logistical aspect, but we also must apply in a nice, favorable way, a healthy balance, the yin and the yang. So if we have too much seriousness, then we lose sight of that creative spark. And then if we have too much creativity without the tangible application that is in the pragmatic way, that is reasonable and sound, then we can somewhat lose a bit of that foresight with that creativity. So finding that beautiful balance in our lives, which is not always the easiest thing to do, and this is why, you know, conferring with dear friends or spiritual advisors or therapists and coaches and anybody that is like a mentor to you or someone else who's been through the path, or you might be the teacher yourself. It just depends. You know, we all have a moment where we're the student and then we can be the teacher. And when the student is ready, the master appears, right? And so in essence, though, when we look at how much of the themes and the cycles that are continuously ongoing in our lives, whether it's in the theme of our emotions, of our physical state, of our physical state that is a result of our emotions, if it's a physical state that's a result of emotions as a result of the spiritual state, If it's attitudinal adjustments that are required, that are needed to transcend past and persevere through an emotionally inflicted trauma that is synonymous with a spiritually inflicted trauma that's a result of that emotional infliction of trauma that also compounds into a physical trauma, right? Or symptoms of physical trauma. And then we can go into ascension where the symptoms, the feelings, is if we are going through such gargantuan shifts, right, at such a rapid pace in which the body is detoxifying, the soul is regenerating, and the body being the vehicle, the sacred temple. And if we think of the Merkabah wheel, Archangel, with the Archangel Metatron, and we go into the place and all these angles of how we can perceive our lives and moving through the energies and the frequencies, transcending from lower frequency to mid frequency to higher frequency. And then we can go into expansion, contraction, and the death and the rebirth cycle of ourselves while we're still living in our anatomical beings. Yes, there's so much to that, of course. Yet if we take a moment to decelerate, to really like expand and out picture and have an eagle eye, 50,000 mile view of everything. Wow, right? It's incredible to see the inception, conception, inception from start to finish to completion, and then to re-begin again in that consistency of renewal, regeneration, and the archetype of renewal that we all seek. And then it extends into that self-actualization. So if we go back into the cycles and the themes of how we correspond with the lunar cycles, with the solar cycles, and our magneto shield, that our Earth's magneto shield is weakening 40%, 50%. There's much to work with there. And we are spiritual beings in a physical composite, our corpus, right? And so when we have our spirit and our physical body, mind, soul, heart matrix, we are very hypersensitive. We are sensitive beings, and we're also growing further and deeper into a hypersensitive reality with all of what's going on in the world. If we look at the geopolitical scale, the landscape of lawfare, the landscape of our Earth's, the hemispheres, and the movements and the geoengineering and the weather, and also the natural weather. Observe it in the context of observing others. Yet it's what we do with ourselves because things are going to happen regardless of whatever we do or we don't do. But why not make it better for us, our individual sovereign selves, to the best of our ability to maximize our potential and then to seek our self-actualization. And to not let anything hinder us from our progression, from our soul's progression. And so, if we go into the soul's progression and we end up in the form of energy and functionality, then we have a more proclivity and stronger as I was saying, that when we're contending with these solar cycles, in addition to our planetary cycles and our physical being cycles and our emotional cycles as well, we seek the natural progression to what entails with our soul's self-actualization and our actualization of also our higher Christ, Buddha being, the I Am presence. And so naturally, when you go to the center and the core of yourself and you seek within, you recognize that, when I refer to God, I refer to God as whatever is respective to you. But there is no classification or dogma or true type of, let's say, possession over the name of God, right? That it's respective to your belief system. Our God can entail whatever God believes and what you believe, yet in the whole sum of this, that God, our creator, the grand architect, God is the center, his universe, our universe, that's bestowed upon us that we share, that we have a respective, let's say, co-creation with, co-contribution with, and which it is our duty to be good and to engage with goodness and bring good and bring love and light into the world and bring healing into the world as well, where we can heal and then heal others as well by example or in the activation state of enacting upon with that self-love and with that pursuit of to be good and to do good on planet Earth. That is our true soul's natural proclivity. And yes, there are those that don't always have that natural proclivity, yet that is a different conversation. This is for the light workers, and this is for those that are naturally engaged with seeking the kindness, seeking the greatness of this world, and to make it better for everyone and all of the animals and the inhabitants of the kingdom. And so when we think about ourself in the cosmic reality, in the galactic kingdom that we all originate from, and perhaps I should speak of Akashic Records at some point for sure, because this resonates, but where we come from, our origin, our soul's origin, right? What is our galactic history? And so when we open up the gates of our true home, of our essential original creation story, right? Then we embark upon our own individual hero's journey, in which, when we have different elements, different things that we've survived over lifetimes or scenarios, and those of you that don't believe in past life, that's okay. And those of you that do believe in past life, that's okay also. This show is for everyone, all thoughts and perspectives. Yet when I speak of cycles, the soul's repetition, whether it be in one life, in this life, or in multiple incarnations, and we can essentially have more than one lifetime in one lifetime, you can begin again. You can have a clean slate. You can have a fresh start. You can have every single day as the new beginning. Every single day is the beginning of the rest of your life. And if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, right? So you can change that. Every single day is a new expression, a new cycle, a new opportunity, a new chance. Where, let's say that if you feel that you failed the day before, guess what? The beauty of it today is that you can get right back on that unicorn. You can get right back on that Pegasus. You can get right back on the colonial horse and just begin your life again. And that's the beauty, that you can start over whenever you want and rebuild your senses, rebuild your history, start your story over. That's okay. We all have our genesis, right? So the genesis of a friendship, the genesis of a place of our life in which we say goodbye to the old and the metamorphosis of our new self. We come out of the chrysalis. We have our essential scales in which, like a snake, like reshedding, right? If we can renew that, the promise of a new day is essentially ours and ours to behold. And so in that beautiful divine frequency, we are at one with that rhythm of the universe, and we are with that pure essence of spirit. So when you think of yourself as a pure essence of spirit, where time and space, the sun, the moon, the stars, they are all part of that. When you look at the ocean, every grain of sand on the beach, when you look at a ladybug, right? You look at the chlorophyll, you know, I would say, look at the leaves, look at the divine essence, that sacred geometry in all of nature around you. You're part of that. So why not believe in yourself? Why not let yourself love yourself, feel that love? When you look at a beautiful spider and the intricacy of a spider web, you know, we can all think like Charlotte's web, yes, but And sorry, those that are I have arachnophobia yet, but I will say though that in the prism of all creation, there is a perfection. There is the divinity of perfection that God, our creator, the architect, Mother Earth, all of that is in this beautiful symphony with us, that your life matters, your soul, your spirit, your genesis, your origin story matters. No matter what anyone's told you, and we are in Twilight Zone, yes, we're in the fourth turning, we are in the quickening, we are contending with dark versus light every single day. And there are those of you that are experiencing it far more than, let's say, others might be aware. A lot of people may be in some denial, and that's okay. Everyone has their own way of experiencing their experiences through either denial, resistance, or just going through it head on. And so when you go through this and you also observe externally what is ongoing in the interdimensional planes, what is coming into this world, and then the subterranean of other planetary systems and darker forces that are the opposite of our light, the opposite of God, the opposite of the Holy Spirit, the opposite of Buddha, the opposite of Kuan Yin, the opposite of the Shekinah, in the darker entrails of those subplanetary systems that do offend us, that do feed off of our fear, that do feed off of our, proclivity for anxiousness, which is only a natural result. There's so much going on here on planet Earth. Of course, we're all going to have a, proclivity and perhaps a conscious awareness that yes, that's going to give me some nervousness and some anxiety and some fear. And we are all present with that. All of us have that, no matter what. And it doesn't mean that we're weak. It just means that we're actually feeling, that we're actually really alive. But if we stop to think of, what is it? And if you're aware of it, then we're with that. But the energies that are in the lower frequency, that the void, the subparticles are opening up where the darkness is entreating. And that's where we amp up our light. When we amplify our light, and those of you that are going through ascensions right now, I know it's so uncomfortable and it can be so challenging, but congratulations because you are essentially in the right time. Different souls go through different platitudes at times in their soul's light and their soul's karmic lens, where they go through one another and another, and then they just keep getting stronger and stronger and finding out more about themselves. But the stronger that you're doing the work and the more fortification you're building right now, renewing yourself, you're actually going to be amazed with yourself because while you're going through this, you're actually coming out shinier and newer than ever before. And any of those lower frequency vibrations, any of the darkness, let's say, and the fourth turning of all and the quickening ongoing, then you have armor actually. Your armor is actually there. And, and I'm speaking of in the energetic principles of when the galactic gates are opened. And when we invite God, the host, the Holy Host, the Holy Spirit, Archangel Michael, we can invite all of the positivities. We can, invite in Kuan Yin, Ganesha, the whole thing, whatever your belief system is. Yet, at the end of the day, light, empowerment, our sovereignty, unconditional love is the most powerful in action. That is the most powerful that overrides all darkness, that overrides all of the other elements that much of us at times do not want to give energy to. Yet, when we don't give energy to it, we do have to acknowledge that there is an existence of that. That way, we can curtail and fortify our strength because we don't have to give it any power. No, we don't have to acknowledge it. Yet, we can acknowledge it to the extent of where we're like, you know what? So if that exists, if there's like, let's just say a poison there, right? Well, then we're going to get the antidote. So If we see a storm coming, we're gonna definitely put up wind shutters, correct? So it's essentially that. It's like grabbing your armor before you need it and knowing when to have the armor to be in a place where you can apply it. It's applicable when necessary. And it's better to have a safeguard than to not have any safeguard. So that is what I speak of, because when you're in the love, in form, of pure spirit, and there's such a cycle, and in the soul's cycle of going into the deeper realms of self-actualization, your passions, your purpose, what you love, what you engage in, how you see yourself, how you see your highest self, how you see your newborn self. What is it that you'd really want? If one goal, two goals, three goals, and then before you know it, that's off of your check mark list that you've completed that. And the next thing you know, you keep ascending higher and higher. And so when we go into the matter of your spirit with the self-actualization and all of the cycles, and we go into the place of these, let's say, extensions of your spirit, we can speak of that part of the self-actualization. How do you combat when you feel the lull, when you feel others, when you feel the energies of others that you don't want to, right? That's another symptom. Well, return to sender, yes, but also to seal up the self, where you visualize your consciousness in a stream of your own timeline, that this is my timeline, this is my time and space, and I have autonomy, I have sovereignty over my time and space. I am in charge. I'm taking charge of my life. I'm taking charge of my life right now. And much of you, many of you, have gone through this, and it's exhausting, and it can feel exhausting. Yet, if you need to take a break, that's okay. But when you recognize you truly are in charge and that no one else is in charge of you, you're the master of your universe, then that love and form, that pureness of your spirit, it sustains you. And it's in this consistency of sustenance. And then that consistency of sustenance thereby unfolds into a further state of that representation that you are manifesting at your will, that you are co-creating and you're invoking your own will, your life force, the life that you desire, the life that you want, the life that you deserve. And even if you sometimes have an issue with what you deserve and what you don't deserve, you consciously recondition to work at that. That's okay. It's like building muscles, muscle memory. And you practice that, and it becomes more familiar as each day goes by, as each week, as each month goes by. And so when you invoke that light, that unwavering light of your soul, you invoke that. It's like a spark of light. It's like your inner mitochondria, your life force, the powerhouse of yourself, igniting your solar plex chakra, right? Just letting it beam up like a beautiful sun ray, like a beautiful luminous moon. Well, you work with that. You work with that charge of light for yourself, that life force. And then, of course, the expression of self-love and also externalizing that love. And that power of unconditional love. The power of unconditional love has such the greatest of karmic bestowments, I would say. Because, yes, this world is full of so much the contrary of what I speak of, right? The world can be full of so much, self-denigration, decay, chaos, histrionic people. Abusive people, so much pain, yes. And that is why we're in the third dimension, because in this dimension, the third dimension, the plane of this dimension, is a be all and have all, because we have the gift of free will. So when we have the gift of free will, anything can happen, because also the contention that we must deal with at times is that we can't We can be great and we can be lovely, we can be kind, but we can't always control what else happens in this third dimensional plane from others, yet we can control our own environment. This is what I mean by when you have your own universe and you utilize that, and then you really work to bring in and invoke in and call in that unconditional love, that unconditional empowerment, that unconditional love and light, because that is what's going to kind of build this force field around you to deflect in this free will place in the third dimensional realm that will elevate you to where you can receive lesser of what this third dimensional plane can present to us at times, right? And again, yin and yang, where there's light, there's darkness, right? So where there's happiness, there's also sorrow. Where there's also success, there's also defeat. And where there's kindness and pureness, there's also evil, right? Yet, when you radiate at such a frequency, you can deflect all of the negative aspects to the best of your ability. And when you radiate at such a high Christ, Buddha, cosmic frequency, then you can, it's like an immune system. You build up your immune system through prayer, through chanting, through affirmations, through all of that. Because if we stay down, because if, earth plane issues have us down, where we see things that breaks our heart and we internalize it, if we go through things that break our heart, whether it happened to us when we were a little baby, when we were a little toddler, a young adolescent, or even today or yesterday, or if we I witness something horrible happening to an innocent being, a sentient being, humans, animals, the whole thing, or a culmination when we see war, unnecessary war, which is always just the money laundering. When they have nothing else, they go to war. They take us to war. When there's nothing left to do, they take us to war, right? So when you feel it on a sensory overload, you want to invoke in, remind yourself that you are a loving child. The kingdom of heaven is your divine rightful inheritance, that you can amp up and beam up your insulation, your pillars of light to whatever's going on out there. And whether the nuclear bombs and the nuclear thermo bombs are incoming, you raise up your frequency, you raise up your light, you raise up all of that because you are powerful. You all have the ability to be powerful and to raise up those frequencies that you were blessed with. You just have to reach and work hard to get there, and you do, and you're doing it. Then that is the empowerment that you need because you're essentially building your own Faraday cage by doing that in the spiritual aspect, your spiritual immunity. So when those poisons present themselves, you personally have the antidote because you've already worked so hard to build this. And I know what I'm saying might be very, very complex at times because there's so much going on in this world. But that is why I speak of so much because every single person listening, has probably already with gone through this and withstood this and is going through the next cycle of what they're doing now with their new aspect of themselves. And so when we go back into the self-actualization process of how do you build yourself up in spiritual warfare? How do you handle when the elements seem to be against you, right? Or if it's the darkness that happened to you beforehand, and now you're taking a stand, you're a testament, you're a survivor, and now you want to just make sure it never happens again, or you want to make sure that you can transcend from those memories, you can transcend through those emotions, through those traumas, through triggers. There's so much there. And I always say, it's so prudent to seek professional therapist, a professional spiritual advisor. It's always beautiful to have that. If you can find someone that you trust, it is very, very, very paramount for everyone, because it's not easy to go through this world alone. And even if you feel like you're self-taught or that you're a professor already, we all need help. All of us need help here on planet Earth, and it's hard to find people you can trust, but sometimes a third party is the best option, right? But when you go into the place of working with your power, right? The powerhouse of you, your karmic buildup, what you've earned through your incarnation in this life or previous incarnation, your aspects. So you have a karmic bank and you can pull from that as well. And so you go into the laws of principles, and then there's also the law of three. And the law of three entails of when the spirit of you coexisting with the spirit of God and the cosmos. And so when you have expansion and contraction, then everything can compress itself. So if you go into the nature of God, the nature of God as spirit, and you are man in spirit with God, part of the collective universe, from the universal divine, from the galactic kingdom, how could you not self-actualize, right? If you truly look at yourself like, wow, like I'm really a marvel. Like, my goodness, like I'm here and I'm breathing. Like, I can't believe it. This life is a gift, this impression of life, even if it's been hard, even if physically or emotionally or spiritually I've gone through the defects or the causations as a result of what I've incurred through no fault of my own or my own fault of my own, right? That, wow, like I'm still here. So there's something here to this life force. There's something here to these galactic kingdoms, through God's galactic kingdom and beyond, and the stars and all of the universe and what it comprises of, and the eternities, that we are eternal souls. We are eternal beings. And when we remind ourselves that we are from the essence of that, we can overshadow with light, we can overcome all the darkness. And so, if we allow our personal time here in this planet and our consciousness, and we are people, humans of functionality, right? And we go through the rhythmic aspects, we go through, again, those cycles that I speak of, then things essentially geometrize themselves, right? So we go into form, and we go into the quickening, and we go into, let's say, what motivates us, what gives us life, what gives us that momentum. Then we have our will, we have our life force. We have our inner generator of light, our beacons of light, and then we also have our love center. And so that is what geometrizes at the end of the day into a full expression of form, because you and I, we are form in function. You and I are in form of spirit. You and I are also in form of spirit of love and light of empowerment. And that is a miracle in itself. So when you think of yourself and those around you, and down to the most beautiful, beloved animal, the insects, the leaves on the tree, the bark of a tree, you look at the sacredness, you look at that universal cosmic consciousness, the oneness that you share with your brethren of your blood, the host of your soul, your sacred temple. Well, there's so much to expand with. There's so much of that matter is in the pure spirit of matter and form. And so when we think of ourselves in that matter and form and the expansion, that God is that expansive energy. And so it's in that, I would say the time space continuum, that, there's no limit in the time. That yes, our physical beings have a certain type of finiteness to them, yet our souls are eternal, and our blueprint of our life here is thereby external and eternal. because that expansion is in its own way in that hyper flexibility. So if we go into, the causations, the effects, the reactions, the response system, our attitudinal inclinations, then wow, like we are extremely intricate mechanism beings, the machination of ourselves. My goodness, just imagine how powerful we truly are. That's how much God loves us, that He wants us to be powerful. The dark side, the enemy, wants us to believe that we're useless eaters, that we are, that the family, the nuclear family, humanity is just the downfall of all creation, right? Well, we are not useless eaters, and we are not useful idiots, and we are all essentially, by divine right, inherently here on planet Earth, coexisting and sharing all of this experience together in a wholesome. And what we do with our experience, what we do with our lives, what we do when we can sacredly honor another life, right? Well, that is the conviction within us all, right? That we have an inner constitutional, let's say, alignment towards, do we want to do good and be good and make the most of our life? And when we're 1,000 years old on our deathbed, wow, like we'll look back and say, okay, I'm really happy. Like I lived a life that was fulfilled. And so at times, though, when we're at death, right, that is certainly a time of element. And I've spoken much about the topic of death and transformation in the past. But for now, though, when we go into the compressed extension into the state of death in the physical, in which we're eternal at the same time. But from that time of our death into the next birth, and even if we're having a death right now as we speak, like the death of my old self, and I have a rebirth today in my new self. Wow. Wow. And this is an ascension, right? And you're just like, wow, the old you is dying and the new you has just been reborn. We can go into that. We'll go into that. We'll talk about that. So that's the pureness of your spirit. In that rebirth, while you're here in this physical body, still. But it's that, I would say, if you look into your cosmos, in the spirit of your cosmos, right, and in the eternity system of yourself, we all have an eternity system in which we work with and work around and maneuver and, contend with. But in that, there's this, I would say, let's call it like a, it's like a trans energization. It's like a trans energy going forward. And so it's like you have the vision for yourself, the vision for your new life, the vision for your new life in this incarnation, in this particular time plane, and in your new timeline in this life. So you go into this eternal vision and you're patient with the vision, but you see, like, wow, like, I've transcended the old and I've survived that. That means that I can survive anything. I literally went through war and back. I feel, and many of you have gone to war, you veterans, and thank you for your service. But, and then in the other aspects of going through spiritual war, in that aspect, you survived that. You survived perhaps a spiritual war of all sorts, right? And here it is today. In that unity with the cosmos of your divine essence, your divine spirit, that your own eternity system, in that part of that self-actualization, and you go into that essence of your, that eternally creating and stemming from that birth, expansion, death, contraction, quiescence, and compression cycle all over again. In your own way. And it can be overwhelming, and but it's the truth. There's so much to this because life is not so simple. And sometimes things in life can be so simple, but it's not often the case. So when you see things in the planetary system, and if we take ourselves really seriously, and we kind of lose sight of some of the essence of that creative vessel. There's a time and place to be ultra serious, right? There's also a time and place to let the inner child play. So there's also a time and place to let everything kind of have this convergence where you allow things to become more cohesive, and then it becomes cogent, right? And then you can be serious yet play at the same time. So there's something very serious at hand. Well, you can whistle or sing while you do it. I'm just giving a little example. But if you lose sight of that aspect of the inner child, the fun aspects of what your inner child would want to play with or emulate, or if you lose sight of that creative spark, something you love to do, like if playing guitar is a hobby, or you like to do karate or dance or sing or play ping pong or pool for, any other things, or watercolor paint or craft or take pictures all day. If that's your fun thing to do, then go for it. You can have your serious moments, but don't forget to do the fun things for yourself. Don't forget to do what would nurture your soul, because sometimes, though, the dark side wants us to forget that God exists. Because when we're in a godless realm, when we're in a godless society, that, and this is like the God that is respected to all cultures, all belief systems, right? But when the back is turned against the creator, then all is diminished. And so, in your own way, from whatever region, whatever culture, whatever background, whatever theosophical, theological, or any background, whether or not, the sun is your god, Ra, right? If that is your god, that is your god. But when there's that empowerment where you are connected to a higher source of love and light, regardless of the name, it is essentially the same. And it is in respect to that, that when you go to, when there's the absence, when it's godless, and it's godless to the true self, the desolation, the separation from God creates that void. And so, in that eternity system in which we can dwell in a dark, dark abyss of nothingness, that is not the ideal composite that we have, especially the light workers of the world, those that are the way showers, the wisdom keepers, the light seekers. You all have this path where you're seeking the light. You've come from the dark. It doesn't mean that anything is impossible. It just means that you know that you have a heavenly creator, a cosmic creator. You know you have a higher power that's there for you, and a multitude of spirit guides and ancestral beings that are there for you, and galactic gatekeepers that are there for you if you call upon them. All sources from God, all in the legion of God, all in the army of God, in the creator of positive love and light and empowerment. Because to be human here on planet Earth and to be alone through the process is very difficult, even though many have done it, of course. But if you can implement in the, let's say, the four fiats, the fiats of life and light, right? So fiat is essentially the light, the soul's buoyancy, the vehicle. Think of that Merkaba wheel that I speak of, right? So you think of your soul's vehicle, and there's this beautiful buoyancy. Think of like a beach ball in a in the ocean, right? Just beautiful, buoyant, just bouncing up and down, going with the flow, right? Well, in the supernatural energy of our soul and our soul's vehicle, there is a receptivity in our vehicle, and that receptivity is essentially contained within the nature of our eternity system and the natural proclivity for us to be bonded with other like-minded individuals, right? To be bonded to our soul tribes, to those that we can, share with, that we can confer with, that those that we can share, and that we can learn and teach each other, right? So that is the embarkment upon sharing in that soul's vehicle and that supernatural energy and trans energizing all that. And so if we go into the fiats, the aspects, let's say that the past, the present, future, and we apply those essential four fiats of will, life, love, and light. So if you go into that inherent nature that's within us all, you apply those principles, you can do no wrong. You'll go through things, yes. But will you come out on top, shiny and new? Yes, you will. Absolutely. Because you're applying those four fiats of love, light, life, and will. And will is part of our motivation, right? Our momentum. And we're given the gift of free will being here on planet Earth in the third dimensional realm. God gave us all the gift of free will. That is why also we have darkness to contend with, because those that have also received the gift of free will choose to do dark with it. But that's again the choice. So when we are full of love and light, we have to counteract and up the ante at times to, refortify our strengths with that. But we know what we're dealing with. And when you know that you're part of that, that you're empowered yourself, and that you're consistently empowering yourself with that fulfillment of those four fiats, let's say, life, light, will, and love, then you truly have ordained within you the spirit of God, within you the spirit of that reminder of your supernatural ability to be that supernatural existence in the power of yourself and be the master of your universe. So you go into the true self of you, your tastes, what your inclinations are, what you know is best for you, what how you like to operate in your life, your preferences. And we all have a right for our higher self to entreat upon what is best for us. What do we prefer? What makes us happy? What makes us comfortable, right? And so when you have that love that is manifested through and of the spirit and of the peace, we have these laws that are correcting us, reproving us, and revealing to us in the laws of divinity. But when we apply those laws within ourselves and we look at, wow, like, okay, I'm going to let myself love myself. I'm going to let myself be motivated. I'm going to allow myself to heal. I'm not going to let that condition hold me back. I am going to apply prayer, affirmation, mind over matter. I will work so hard to get that done because I will not let that be my identity, right? So you look at the archetypes of your life, you look at the spirit of your life, you look at what the Holy Ghost within you and around you, right? You look at the formats. And so when you see yourself in that place and your conscious stream, and you look at your own laws of divinity within yourself and what works for you, and you literally say, you know what, I am the master of my universe. If we think She-Ra and He-Man, right? I'm just saying, like, look at the archetypal aspect of having that control over yourself and doing good and being good. And then it's exponential. And then you have that purpose and the passion, and you become your best self. And so that is how you transcend, and that you continue to supersede anything that keeps you limited. And then you entreat upon your self-actualization. And so that is a huge theme for now going forward, that this is a really ideal time for those of you. And especially with the planetary alignments that are coming in July as well, that it's time for new skin, time to shed the old. It's time for a clean slate, a fresh start, especially with Neptune retrograde going on, back to the beginning where cycles and transcending and going to where you take yourself seriously, but not too seriously. And you allow yourself to really, really practice
having some fun. Practice being in the love and the virtue of your light, the four fiats, your life, your light, your love, your will, and expanding with that. And the contraction, the compression, expansion, all of that, and the death of your old self, regardless of what it was, the death of your old self can begin, and the rebirth of your new self can begin. And so seeking that in the support system of yourself and going beyond, because at times it can be very scary. It can be sometimes frightening, right? But when you have that zeal, right, that special interest, let's say, and you find that enthusiasm, and wow, it's like perhaps it was dormant for so long, like you forgot that zeal gave you the energy to pursue your dreams or a hobby or an interest. Well, utilizing that zeal, even if there was a lag or stagnation, you utilize that towards your passion, and it'll bring you extreme joy. And you energize your body with that zeal. You energize your mind, your heart, your soul, and remaining divinely inspired. Those are some takeaways here I want to just share with you in closing, that when you prioritize your time in yourself, in your prayer, in your chanting, in your affirmation, in your journaling, in your conscious reconditioning, in your meditation practices, well, you are staying connected to your divine source. And then you can rekindle those passions, and you can transcend the ultra seriousness and reinvigorate that spark of that zeal, that passion. And then, you know, if you're truly ardent in your spirit, right? If you're truly in that place of like, wow, like I am just going to take matters of my spirit and just go superstellar. I'm going to go interdimensional. I'm going to go above, beyond space, and just in the throes of the magical spheres of the kingdom. And I'm really ardent in my spirit, right? Wow. That is when you can be supernatural, because you are supernatural. And so when you go into the realms of being optimistic, it really can color your world full of spectrums, especially in a world that is full of darkness, especially in the spiritual warfare that we're ongoing and in the fourth turning, and we're in a global reset and all that nonsense. And all of that's by design to deter us, and you will own nothing and have nothing. And yeah, so this is definitely the time to reignite that zeal for life and color your world, color your spectrums with optimism, because that is what is dependent upon. God wants us, the Holy Spirit, the universe, the angelic realm, the galactic kingdom, whatever belief system it is, but of love and light, that's what it is, then so be it. We're here to operate in a divine frequency, to maximize our potential, to maximize our self-actualization, and to truly be a magnet for positivity, to be in a world and contribute to a world with our heart and with our mind, to make it more of an inviting and friendlier place for our fellow creatures, our fellow, you know, kindred spirits, our lost tribe members, let's say, right? But when we have these positive thoughts, and when we fuel ourselves with optimism and we share that optimism with others, well, then it lifts our consciousness out of that mire of that anxiety, that worry, that fear that can keep us, you know, down, earth plane issues that have us down at times, right? But when we focus on the beauty of ourselves, our possibilities, the beauty of the earth, the beauty of our friends, our family, our beloved, our kindred spirits, our beautiful animals, our beautiful pets. We look at ourselves like, wow, like this is a truly amazing presence to be in the power of God, to be at power of the divine universe, the power that you are essentially part of all that, and you are of that. And so essentially, be inspired, allow yourself to be inspired through all this and more. And you've got this. You have it all made. It's yours. And allow that renewal to inspire you, and it can overcome all darkness, and it can overcome with greatness and goodness of you and your renewal in that greatness of your life. And then when you're in the gratitude of all that, then truly, then the world is your wonder place. It is the most vindication. It is the most magnificent. It is an opulent palace this world can be. So I just want to remind everyone of that, and just, you know, seek the divinity. Don't forget your divineness, your power. And I wanted to thank you all for your presence today. It has been an honor and a pleasure to be your host, Ray Trujillo, of the Beyond Earth Show. And may God bless you all, and have a wonderful 2 weeks' time. Thank you. Bye.